This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Sizen, Somatropin, RMC, recombinant human growth hormone. What is in this leaflet? This leaflet answers some common questions about Sizen. It does not contain all of the available information. It does not take the place of talking to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist. All medicines have benefits and risks. Your doctor has weighed the risks of using Sizen against the benefits it is expected to have for you. If you have any concerns about using this medicine, ask your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist. Keep this information with the medicine. You may need to read it again later. What Sizen is used for? Sizen is used to treat growth failure in children who have a deficiency of natural human growth hormone, growth failure in girls who have a genetic condition called gonadal dysgenesis, often referred to as Turner syndrome, which may cause short stature, growth hormone deficiency in adults, growth disturbance, growth retardation in prepubertal children with chronic renal insufficiency, CRI. Sizen contains somatropin, which is the same as natural human growth hormone, but is made in a laboratory. If you are unsure as to why you have been prescribed Sizen, ask your doctor. Your doctor may have prescribed it for another reason. Sizen is available only on a doctor's prescription. Before you use Sizen, when you must not use it. Do not use Sizen if you have an allergy to somatropin, any of the other ingredients listed at the end of this leaflet. Some of the symptoms of an allergic reaction may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin. Do not use Sizen if you currently have any type of active cancer. All cancer treatments must be finished before starting treatment with Sizen. You have an active brain lesion, e.g. brain injury, abscess, or tumor. You have diabetic retinopathy, an eye disease caused by complications of diabetes. You have an acute critical illness, e.g. following major surgery, or hospitalization for an accident, or severe breathing disorders. Sizen should not be used for growth promotion in children if their bones have stopped growing. In children with CRI, treatment with Sizen must be discontinued at the time of renal transplantation. Do not use Sizen after the expiry date printed on the pack, or if the packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering. If it has expired, or is damaged, return it to your pharmacist for disposal. If you are not sure whether you should start using this medicine, talk to your doctor. Before you start to use it, tell your doctor if you have or have had any of the following medical conditions. Any type of cancer. Diabetes mellitus. Somatropin may cause blood sugar levels to increase. If you are diabetic, your doctor will monitor your treatment and may change your treatment for diabetes. Thyroid disorders. Your doctor may prescribe another hormone to take if you are found to have developed a lack of thyroid hormone. Brain disorders. If you have other hormone deficiencies due to a previous brain condition, your doctor needs to correct these before starting treatment with Sizen. During treatment with Sizen, your doctor will make regular examinations to check that your original brain disorder has not returned. Your Sizen treatment may need to be stopped if your brain condition returns. Scoliosis. Your doctor needs to monitor for any signs of scoliosis, as rapid growth in any child can cause progression of scoliosis. Liver or kidney disorders. Your doctor may need to adjust your Sizen treatment if you have any pre-existing condition with your liver or kidney. Treatment with Sizen in children with CRI should only be started after growth disturbance has been confirmed over a period of 1 year, or upon your doctor's discretion, for example not less than 6 months in older children. Children with CRI should be examined and monitored regularly for evidence of bone disease. It is uncertain whether the bone disease and its complications are affected by growth hormone therapy. Assessment of the hip should be obtained prior to initiating therapy and at regular intervals upon discretion of your doctor. Tell your doctor if you are pregnant or breastfeeding or plan to become pregnant or start breastfeeding. Your doctor will discuss with you the risks and benefits of using Sizen if you are pregnant or breastfeeding. Also tell your doctor if you have allergies to any other medicines, foods, preservatives, or dyes. If you have not told your doctor about any of the above, tell him or her before you start using Sizen. Taking other medicines. Tell your doctor if you are taking any other medicines, including all prescription medicines including any hormone replacement, e.g. oral estrogen, all medicines, vitamins, herbal supplements, or natural therapies that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, naturopath, or health food shop. Tell your doctor if you are taking corticosteroids. Corticosteroids are used to treat several illnesses including asthma, allergies and rheumatoid arthritis. Corticosteroids might stop sizing from working well. If you are not sure if you are taking any of these medicines, ask your doctor or pharmacist. Your doctor and pharmacist have more information on medicines to be careful with or to avoid while using sizing. How to use sizing. Sizing therapy should be carried out under the regular guidance of a doctor who is experienced in the diagnosis and management of growth hormone disorders. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist carefully. They may differ from the information contained in this leaflet. How to inject. Sizing is intended for you to inject yourself by subcutaneous, under the skin, injection, preferably in the evening. Your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist will instruct and assist you in learning the techniques for preparing the medicine and for self-injection. If your doctor has prescribed sizing solution for injection, the medicine is provided in a cartridge with a dedicated auto-injector device, provided separately. The auto-injector device, provided with your medicine, can either be electronic or hand-operated. Follow the instructions for use, provided with the device carefully. Do not attempt self-injection until you are sure of how to do it. Do not inject sizing if it contains particles and is not clear where to inject. The best areas for injection are loose and soft, flabby, skin away from joints and nerves. Use a different injection site each time to lessen the risk of damage to the fat and tissues under the skin. Prepare the injection site according to the instructions given by your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist. Suitable injection sites are outside of the upper arm, abdomen, stomach, upper outer buttocks, outside of the thigh. Do not inject into any areas in which you feel lumps, firm knots, depressions, or pain. Talk to your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist if you experience anything unusual when injecting. How much to inject? Your doctor will determine your dose and how frequently you inject, 3, 6, or 7 times a week. This depends on why you are being treated with sizing and your body surface area or body weight. If you forget to inject it, if you forget a treatment, contact your doctor, nurse, or pharmacist for advice. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. If you have trouble remembering your injection schedule, ask your pharmacist or nurse for some tips. If you inject too much, immediately contact your doctor or the Poisons Information Center, telephone 131126 in Australia or 0800 764 755 in New Zealand. If you are concerned that you or anyone else may have used too much sizing, if you feel shaky or lightheaded, contact your doctor immediately. Injecting too much sizing can lead to changes in blood sugar levels while you are using sizing. Things you must do. Keep all of your doctor's appointments so that your progress can be monitored. Your doctor will also do tests from time to time to check for side effects. Before starting any new medicine, tell your doctor and pharmacist that you are using sizing. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who treat you that you are using sizing. If you become pregnant while using sizing, tell your doctor immediately. Things you must not do. Do not use sizing to treat any other complaints unless your doctor tells you to. Do not give your medicine to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not stop using sizing without telling your doctor. Do not change the dose unless your doctor tells you to. Side effects. Tell your doctor as soon as possible if you do not feel well while using sizing. Sizing helps most people needing treatment with growth hormone, but it may have unwanted side effects in some people. All medicines can have side effects. Sometimes they are serious, most of the time they are not. You may need medical treatment if you get some side effects. Tell your doctor if you experience any of the following side effects and they worry you. Pain, numbness, redness or swelling at the injection site. Muscle or joint pain or swelling, stiffness or pins and needles. Headache. These side effects are more common in adult patients. They often appear at the start of treatment and are usually temporary. Increased thirst, increased need to pass urine, dry mouth, or skin, symptoms of high blood sugar levels, Extreme tiredness, lethargy, muscle weakness, or cramps, symptoms of low levels of thyroid hormone. This can be tested by your doctor, and if necessary he or she will prescribe appropriate treatment. Shaking and or lightheadedness, symptoms of low blood sugar levels, tingling, numbness, weakness, or pain in the fingers, or hand, or pain in your arm between hand and elbow, symptom of pressure on nerve around your wrist. Tell your doctor immediately, if you notice any of the following. Symptoms of an allergic reaction which may include shortness of breath, wheezing, or difficulty breathing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, or other parts of the body, rash, itching, or hives on the skin, unexplained limp or hip or knee pain, strong or recurrent headache associated with nausea, vomiting, or sight disturbances. Tell your doctor if you notice anything else that is making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed above may also occur in some patients. Some side effects may only be found when your doctor does tests from time to time to check your progress. Do not be alarmed by this list of possible side effects. You may not experience any of them. After using Sizen storage, keep Sizen injection solution in the original package, in a refrigerator, where the temperature is between 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius, refrigerate. Do not freeze, and it is not exposed to light. Do not store it in the freezer. Sizen injection solution is intended for multiple use in one patient only. After first injection, store at 2 degrees Celsius to 8 degrees Celsius, refrigerate. Do not freeze, for a maximum of 28 days, of which up to 7 days can be at, or below 25 degrees Celsius. Protect from light. After first injection use within 28 days, and discard any leftovers. Sizen cartridge must be used with an auto-injector device. The auto-injector containing a cartridge of Sizen must be stored in the device storage box. Disposal. Discard all sharps into a disposal unit. Sharps are objects or devices having sharp points or edges capable of cutting or piercing the skin. Ask your doctor or pharmacist what to do if you have any Sizen that has expired or is left over from your treatment. Product description. What it looks like. Sizen injection solution. Sizen injection solution is presented in cartridges for multiple injections in one patient only. Sizen injection solution is registered in three presentations. 6 mg in 1.03 milliliters, 12 mg in 1.5 milliliters, and 20 mg in 2.5 milliliters. Each presentation is supplied in boxes of one cartridge. Your doctor will decide which presentation is suitable for you or your child. Ingredients. Sizen injection solution. Active ingredient. Sizen 6 mg contains somatropin, RMC, 6 mg in 1.03 milliliters, 5.83 mg per milliliter. Sizen 12 mg contains somatropin, RMC, 12 mg in 1.5 milliliters, 8.00 mg per milliliter. Sizen 20 mg contains somatropin, RMC, 20 mg in 2.5 milliliters, 8.00 mg per milliliter. Other ingredients. Sucrose. Piloxima. Phenol. Water for injections. Sodium hydroxide. Citric acid anhydrous. Manufacturer or supplier. Sponsor in Australia. Merck Healthcare Pty Ltd. Suite 1, Level 1, Building B. 11 Talavera Road. Macquarie Park, New South Wales 21113. For Sizen education and support, call Connections for Growth on 1-800-724-936. Sponsor in New Zealand. Healthcare Logistics. 58 Richard Pearce Drive. Airport Oaks, Auckland. For any questions about Sizen, call Merck Serono Australia Medical Information on +61 2 8 9 7 7 4 1 0 0. Australian registration numbers. Sizen 6 mg, Ostar 166475. Sizen 12 mg, Ostar 166478. Sizen 20 mg, Ostar 166479. This leaflet was prepared in October 2, 019. Registered trademark. 015-1019.